rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns are toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
For nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a pissy.
All points bums. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention. Attention.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations,
the gas stations,
everybody.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones
Radio Program.
And now for something completely different.
Okay, we're live. We're live for the second day on Ustream in a row. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program. Coming to you, what is today? Today is the 21st of January 2011. Thank you for our little calendar here, Debbie. And we are bringing you a live Christian militant separatist worldview from the little hamlet of Kauia. I just want to, don't adjust the levels there, Lou. You adjust them over here. Okay. We're trying to try some stuff out here, so I'm expecting a lot of feedback from folks in the new chat room here. I know it's not as pleasant as you broadcast, is it? I don't really like the way this Ustream looks aesthetically. It's hard for me to stare at a white screen with red letters and all that. I prefer the black screen. But I think it sounds better. We've been listening to our own stream here, and I think it does sound better when we on this. And the volume seemed to be better without distorting. So any feedback you can give me is greatly appreciated. Thank you for all the great emails that we got concerning practical.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was kind of fun. Soundboard just got unplugged. As I said, we're having rough times here getting everything set up. But thank you for the emails. The pastor appreciates it. I was giving him some feedback while we were out walking around killing weeds a little bit ago, spraying the weeds in the where we're going to put our garden, and telling him that you guys appreciate what he's putting out. And we're going to have Thomas McConnell come on. We talked about Pastor Thomas McConnell from Rayville. He's probably going to, in the next couple Thursdays, I'm going to try for next Thursday, have him call in on one of the secondary lines, the pastor be here, and then that way you can hear kind of a different view on the same topic, because Thomas McConnell's a little different than we are, but the same end result, still serving the Lord. Is my voice distorting? That's what I need to know. It sounds good in my headphones. I'm choking up on the mic here because I don't want you to be able to hear all the background noise. We're just trying to play with the soundboard a little and optimize it. Did you see today the USDA said that some birds in the Dakotas that died were their fault? That like in Ohio somewhere they had poisoned some starlings. Thank you, Warland. And that they migrated to the Dakotas and died. It sounds like a cover-up to me. I just don't see the USDA poisoning 2 million birds and not telling anybody about it ahead of time. There were no press releases. I couldn't find anything that was the plan, but now they're saying in retrospect that they're doing that to try and redirect that. And I don't know where I stand on that stuff. The pastor and I were talking about it last night about, you know, HARP and chemtrails and all that stuff. I just don't get into it on the show too much because I'm not an expert in it. I just focus on the survival and Christian part of it because even as little as I know, I still know more about those two topics than I do about all that other weird stuff that's going on out there. And I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I'm not saying that we don't all get sick up here after we see a lot of chemtrails. Lou, see, you hear Lou. You can hear Lou right there. He's got allergies or something right now. Pastor's got allergies right now. But it is a beautiful day up here right now, so everything looks good. No chemtrails. I can see snowy peaks. The haze is coming in from all the people having fires and the sun setting. And it's beautiful here. A lot of people said, I wish I could move there. Well, wish in one hand and do you know what in the other hand and see which gets full faster. it's real easy to say I have a commitment to God and I'm going to go where God sends. I love those songs. Send me, Lord, send me. As long as it's not more than like 5 minutes away or 200 blocks away, and I don't want to. I want to be home by, you know, to watch whatever TV show I have to see. And I'm not knocking anybody specifically. It's just in general. It's like God puts these beacons: Chuck Baldwin, Thomas McConnell, Pastor Warren Mark Campbell, and John Weaver. And there are groups just all over the place that are calling to you. Up, you know, our friends at Liberty Tree Radio, those folks up there, our friends and loved ones now that are up in Michigan, our extended digital family, they're calling to you. They've got established locations and they're doing stuff, or they're families that are doing the right thing. And there's no excuse. If you're, you know, you're alone, you better be working towards combining your forces with like-minded people. And the critical and the most critical thing for me is that you are working towards that. I know people say, well, I'm doing something good. Just make sure it's in the right direction. Uh-oh, somebody discovered the smiley faces in the chat room. That's a new thing for Ustream, right?
Yeah.
So, Lou, don't touch anything on your computer. We want to make sure we don't crash. We've had some people listen to the replays. We really appreciate that. The Olima is out there somewhere. I don't think she signed in. So, Olima, thank you. I saw you got the archive up for yesterday's show. I've already posted it a bunch of places. So, wherever you are, Olima, we hope to hear from you. So, go ahead and as soon as you can, or if you need help signing in, figure out a way to sign in on Ustream so we can get your input there. So, we really appreciate that. And now, Warland's found the smiley faces. You guys. That's it. I'm shutting down the chat room. Actually, I don't have that kind of control. Lou's in charge of that, right, Lee?
Mm-hmm.
Can you boot people and send them to purgatory?
Yeah.
All right. So just keep in mind that as long as you're working in the right direction, maybe it's time to double your efforts. It's time to come visit us or Montana. I tell you what, my dreams all last night were about Montana after yesterday's show. I spent the day looking at towns for sale, ghost towns for sale. That opportunity's kind of come and gone. The towns that are of any structural or infrastructure or location-wise are $1 million, $2 million. Texas has got a bunch of them. But the ones up around here, so we're here, we're ready to go, we've got what we need, and we just got to keep doing it. We were looking at the garden today, and one of the things that we discussed in the last... Oh, before I get any further in this, there's only going to be an hour today. There's a Right to Life meeting that we're going to, and we have to leave here at about 6:15, so we're going to stop at 6. So it's going to replay when who's Hellbilly?
I don't know.
I'm not looking at who's all in the room, I guess. Okay, so when people tune in at 6 p.m. for Liberty Tree Radio, they're going to get this show. Just let them know that we had to go to it is called Right to Life, isn't it? Well, yeah, a Right to Life meeting. And unfortunately, last year they didn't have enough people, so they're not even going to do it in a church. We're going to a cafe. What's wrong with that? I'm not sure. Here. See if you can help him. I'm not even sure who is all going, but it's just sad that we couldn't fill a church with people for Right to Life last year. So now we're going to be at some cafe down on Main Street in Visalia. What'd you do, Lou? Did you hang up on him?
It was just loud static.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know if Minuteman's trying to call. So you can call him back. So just go like that. I'll try and talk to him. If you have to, step outside to walk them through it. We're trying to get everybody hooked up here. This show's your typical Friday show. Oh, Hellbilly's E. Swanson. Okay, cool. Now, the U broadcast feed is still up, but it can only have two listeners because we're not paying them because it was ridiculous.
It went to voicemail.
It went to voicemail. So I don't know. Yeah, try and get them again. Oh, okay. People are liking the link.
Hello?
So that's good. So we're going to keep you broadcast over there. When we get DSL, it might be better. They still haven't got back to me for all the dropouts and everything. What, Lou? Oh, he's taking care of that. So we're going to be a little informal today for Friday. We're going to talk about just some basic things that we're doing up here. The gardening thing. We've been talking about non-communal living. And one of the points I wanted to make is, like, if you're going to grow a larger crop, like wheat or something like that, then you would have communal workers working together for that. But for your basic staples, you're going to have to build your own little flower bed type setups. And what we did is we just went around, looked through the junk. We got this huge junk pile. It was funny. And they've been wanting to burn it for 3 years, and I keep telling them, no, don't burn it yet. I haven't picked everything out of it I want. And today, again, the pastor's like, hey, we need to burn that. I'm like, no. You can always burn it. You can't unburn it. So just leave it there. It's not hurting anybody. We're going to pick some wood out of it, and we're going to start making some planting beds. And we were looking at the type of mesh, and I had mentioned using chicken wire in the past to keep the gophers out. Well, I did some checking, and it's not good enough. Chicken wire is not heavy enough. You almost want something like hog wire, but smaller opening. It's just the way, you know, it's a little more expensive, but you got to protect it. And the other thing was, is that we got to remember to talk about, we're going to plant potatoes. The rubber tires, the car tires are great planters for those things. We got piles of tires around here they're going to haul off. And I'm like, no. Keep an eye out for tires. Keep an eye out for wire mesh, those kinds of things. We got the gopher traps out. We've got to get the gopher traps lubed and oiled. And you can hear Lou in the background trying to help. Lubed and oiled and all that. And we'll be going after the gophers that way. Poison's an expensive way to go, but we're not against it. We're not, like, going to do this all, what's the word? Organic. We just don't have the money to buy the poison, so we're doing this. And the invasive weeds are a problem here, so we're spraying the bulk of them, and then we're going to have to just get out there on our hands and knees and pull them out. Right now, this time of year is a good, you know, depending on where you are, what climb you're in, good year for us to start getting ready, because we'll be planting in probably March for the spring crop. But we can even do some winter stuff now, cabbages, things like that. So start collecting your seeds. You don't have to go buy $2,000 seed vault, I found out, although those would be nice. What you have to do is basically, if you just get heirloom seeds and get a little at a time, and then you grow, and then you harvest seeds, you grow and you harvest. Is he okay now?
No, he can't get any sound now. He couldn't see the chat room.
He couldn't see it? So did you help him do it?
I couldn't help him get the sound, but he's trying some other stuff.
Okay, it sounds like I don't understand why this whole cyber thing, computers, what's with people not being able to hear us. This is insane.
Probably Internet Explorer.
Yeah, it's got to be Internet Explorer. That's why everybody, I know. How many people are using Internet Explorer in the chat room? Are you guys, are you using it? You know, we're doing other stuff. And I got to reset this. We're using I use Firefox. What are you? You're using Google Chrome, Lou?
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't like Internet Explorer. I mean, I'm getting all kinds of cyber slammed. I tried to mail out to you guys a bulk thing through the Yahoo, and it called me a spammer and wouldn't let me do it. I tried adding a few people on Facebook, and it said I was a spammer and wouldn't let me add people. It's just kind of weird. Minuteman's in the chat room right now, guys. If you could help him, walk him through. Can you IM on this one?
I think so.
Can he be IM'd? Maybe people could walk him through. Those of you that have Internet Explorer, see if you can help him do the settings.
Yeah,
on the so see if you guys can help Minuteman V. What's Minuteman V? Is that Minuteman 5 or is that 10? 5.
Yeah.
Minuteman 5, or maybe he's like V for Vendetta or something like that. But let's see, where was I going with that? Like I said, don't hold me to this. Friday is going to be a laid back day. Let me give out the phone number. You guys can call in. In fact, I'd kind of like Warland to call in and talk about what he saw today. I'm not even going to mention it on the air. I want him to say it. And the phone number is 559-561-8225, 559-561-8225. And if that doesn't work, we'll hook up the cell phone. I just got to grab a cable, and we can hook it up like we had to do yesterday and make everything work and get everything right. So you can call in. Warland, I'm reaching out to you. There's a weird delay in this one, much more of a delay. I don't like the interface of Ustream, and that's just a comfort level for me. It's not as easy to navigate as you broadcast. And the other thing is it's way more expensive if we do it without ads. Without ads, it's $100 a month, and that's only for 100 listeners. But with the ads, it's free, and I think we can have as many as we want, as many listeners. I need you folks to tell me if the ads are inappropriate. If we get like cigarette ads or alcohol ads or Obongo ads, let me know, and then we'll work on finding a way to alleviate those ads. And when the ads play, if they just play them in the middle of the broadcast or they play them at the beginning or the end, I don't really care. That way people can pick us up. Okay. Is this Warland?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Warland, I'm just going to give you the airwaves here. You just tell us what you saw today and be as descriptive as you can, and then we'll discuss it.
Okay. Am I on?
Yes, you are on.
Okay. About 1 o'clock this afternoon, I saw a U-2 spy plane taking off from Chico Airport. It looked like it was heading south. Now, Chico has often been used for a U-2 takeoff and landing area. I believe the U-2 squadron is based in Marysville. But I have a newspaper article a number of years back that a U-2 crashed into the Oroville newspaper office.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. I have the article.
They're still flying it out of Chico. Now, what type of air base is that? Is it a reserve base? Is it a civilian airport? Can you tell us what kind of airport?
Civilian airport, yeah. It's civilian. It's got a really long airstrip, so it can accommodate some pretty big jets.
Well, I'm surprised. I have seen the SR-71 take off from March Air Force Base back in the 90s when it supposedly was retired, so why not the U-2? Question is, did you hear a sonic boom after it took off, or did you physically see it take off?
No sonic boom. They don't usually do a sonic boom
out there.
But they do make a very distinctive sound when coming over. In fact, they've flown over so low before, you can actually count the bolts on the bottom.
Wow. And I'm trying to think, we'd have to look on the world scene to see what they're doing, where they're going, why they would be flying a spy plane like that, unless they're using it domestically, of course, which is my suspicion.
Probably. I mean, with all the satellite technology, why would they be using these old dogs?
Well, it's a lot to move a satellite out of its orbit. You can send a U-2 or an SR-71 or whatever they want to call their new craft specifically where you want it. And you're not. And with the current workload on our satellites, I could see them turning back to conventional, fixed wing, low orbit type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that was surprised me when I saw. I mean, I wasn't surprised, but I was interested to see that had happened. Now, did you notice if tell us what time did it take off, and do you know if it returned?
No, it didn't return, as far as I know.
Now, do they keep one there that you know of, or could it have been stopping over for refueling and, going to a museum or something? Let's be fair.
I think it's more like a touch-and-go practice landing type thing.
Wow.
Because
there are people that they're, the Confederate Air Force and stuff, I don't know if they have a U-2, but they may be operating these old Cold War aircraft just for novelty, and they may have just been shuttling it around the country, but still it's good to keep an eye out for something like that.
Well, I'll keep reporting every time I
Other than that, how's everything going on up in Chico?
Oh, pretty about the same as usual.
Chico-esque?
Yeah.
We definitely got to get you down here. I've been telling our pastor about you. And, of course, he sees you in the chat room when he's doing his Thursday night. So we're ready to host you or your brother or any guest you bring down.
Oh, I'd love to meet the pastor.
Yeah, it would be great. Have you come down for a weekend, do some shooting and training on Saturday, go to church on Sunday, and we'll get you back on the train.
Oh, nice.
There you go. Okay, well, thanks for calling that in, Warland. Keep your ears and eyes tuned to the sky.
Alrighty, I will.
Okay, goodbye, brother.
Bye. Good night.
That's good. The number, once again, to call in is 559-561-8225. 559-561-8225. I don't know. It's those weird things. We've got a good relationship with Warland, so I trust him. And if he says he saw a U-2 take off, I believe it. What the band is doing in Chino, I don't know. And why the band would be flying out, and how did he know they were on the plane? Lou doesn't get it. There's a band called U-2 and an aircraft called U-2. Let's see if Mom laughs. She's on delay over there. She's monitoring our feedback. So she'll kind of laugh here in a minute and go, oh, I can't believe you said that. That's so corny. I am a corny guy. Some of the other things that we're needing here, people who know how to handle horses, mules, things like that, that's a skill we're looking for. We've got land. I just found out that one of the local ranchers is going to be putting some of his cattle back on our property, so that'll be nice to have some grazing cattle here, opportunistic if things go bad at that time. We'll have cattle here, so that's a good thing. Our job is just to look out for them. what he did is he put in a nice gate and some fences and stuff like that for us. So we got some infrastructure put in, and he gets to let his animals graze. And it works for weed abatement for us. Plus, they poop in the field, and I'm sure that's great for manure and things like that. Next question I have for you guys is one thing that I'm planning on doing here. I was going to do it today. I don't even know if Minuteman can hear anything yet.
He said he could.
Oh, he could. Good, 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 great. Now, what I want to know is if we have anybody that knows anything about bamboo, we've got an opportunity here. We have, I hate to use this term wetland because they'll come in and try and steal it from us, but we have a moist chunk of soil, probably 5 acres, that is always wet because it's adjacent to a creek and it kind of seeps in and things, and we want to plant some bamboo, and I'm trying to find out what kind of bamboo to plant because I want bamboo not just for construction or for torturing people, you know, making bamboo shoots. I want to be able to eat it, and I know nothing about it, and, you know, I just the way I'm doing research, I just don't have time to do it. So if anyone out there has any ideas on uses of bamboo, please email them to me at dutch@dutchjones.info. I don't know if I can get into that mail. I couldn't get into it earlier. dutch@dutchjones.info. Remember, J-O-E-N-S. And because we want to put some bamboo out there. We figure it'll also inhibit movement in that area. It's one of our areas. It's already bordered by a lot of, what are the berries up here? I call them diarrhea berries. What?
Blackberries?
Blackberries everywhere. Thank you. There's blackberries, and they got thorns on the vines and everything. And it would be a really good way to just inhibit people from moving in that area. Plus, we need the bamboo. El Doctor knows about bamboo. That would be good. Maybe we could pick his brain sometime. Because I'm just going to take, we have already a growth of bamboo in our park, in our playground camp, you know, picnic area. And we keep it fenced off, and it was just a survival thing the pastor did a while ago, and it's just taken off. And we want to transplant some of that, but we don't even know what kind of bamboo it is. We don't know if there are some bamboos that you can eat, some bamboos that are preference. But they'll grow 30 feet in the air, these bamboo that
make
we
a
have.
Staff.
Huh?
Make a bow staff.
We can make bow staffs out of them. We can make punji sticks out of them. We can build there's a guy here that we worked for, Lou. Remember, he used those with, like, canvas tarps, and he covered his entire property in them, so in the summer it kept it 20 degrees cooler. Remember that guy that lived in the bus?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he spray painted all of his bamboo red. I don't know why. but that was Lawrence's brother.
Oh.
Yeah, the guy that lives in the bus, an old hippie chiropractor or something like that. But yeah, it says all edible, all boo is edible. And, yeah, it'll be like Gilligan's Island. Warland's saying you can build a house out of bamboo. We were thinking temporary structures. Instead of PVC, which decays, you know, you buy it, it decays. We could just grow a fresh crop of bamboo every year because this stuff grows fast. We can make huts. We can make lean-tos. We can use it for
spud guns.
No, you can't really make spud guns out of it. You know, they're not really hollow. They have a membrane every so many inches. I'll show you, Lou. Yeah, you could probably make, like, a cannon out of it, a short one. We could go like Captain Kirk with the Gorn and make that cannon where he shoots that big chunk of diamond out. Is that what you were thinking? Don't forget, Stace, that a little bit before 6, you got to put the dog away. She can't hear me. She's got headphones on. Is listening to the delay. She didn't laugh at any of my jokes yet. I don't think she's listening to the... Are you even listening to our show? I've been making jokes, and you're not laughing.
I'm busy.
What are you listening to?
Muppet Treasure Island.
You are listening? You didn't joke about U2 the group versus U2 the airplane?
Yeah, what is that?
You didn't even joke, did you? You didn't even laugh.
She's watching
Muppet Treasure Island, isn't she? I knew it. We had a Muppet Treasure Island person in the room. But, yeah, so that's something I'm going to need your help with. If you guys can't be here, you guys can give us advice, and we'll take a look at it. The other thing that I'm looking for is any easy-to-build structures for generating electricity from moving water. Now, all the ones I find, they're all high-end. They're like, oh, you take an alternator out of a pre-1972 car, and you put paddle wheels on it. I need a real meat and potatoes type thing because we've got two streams on the property and a river adjacent to it. We can also back up the water and make it fall as far as we need to turn a water wheel. And that's what we want to do. We're not looking at generating enough electricity to run a hospital, but to charge the batteries for our tactical communications and night vision stuff. That's it. That's all we want. DC power. I just heard a car go by. DC power, nothing fancy, nothing overly done. But everybody says, oh, if you take an alternator, you got to rewrap it, you got to do all that. I need somebody who can explain that to us. Because what I need to do is get a manual. Do you hear that? You're like a, I don't know, sounds like a UPS truck or something. I want to make a manual of all these things and then send it out to everybody. We're not going to try and make any money off of it or anything. We're just going to, We're just going to throw some things together, basic survival stuff to throw out to everybody. I want to get everybody on the same basis because the questions I'm getting are pretty much the same. They're all like, well, what do I do for electricity? What do I do for preserving food? So if we just get a basic little manual together of things you guys submitted, and then we'll just give it to everybody, and I'll send it to you, and you guys make copies of it and hand it out. Lou will make it digitally available. So ways to generate electricity using moving water or wind. Solar, you just got to go buy it. I don't know how to make a solar panel, and people have told me that you can.
We have a PDF on it.
Hey, the dog doesn't have his collar on. Take care of the dog, Lou. No, the dog got out of his collar. So you've got to just be thinking of those little things. We'll put it together, and we'll make it as an offering. And what I want you to do with it is use it a way to get people to listen to the show. What is that? Something gross on my... He broke it? He chewed right through his collar? Well, we can fabricate another thing that'll work. Show it to him and take him outside and beat him senseless. Yeah, he just broke a $30 training collar. Because nobody was paying attention to him.
Do you have a receipt?
Oh, no. We'll just fabricate another one. That's pretty weird. Okay, Lou, come on over here. Just get a set for the commercial. I'll fix it during the commercial. And I'll make sure he doesn't get out of it. If I have to, I'll use nylon or something. We got parachute cord. We can fabricate it. We can fix that. So we're going to take a break right now and just be thinking in the next half hour, we're going to be talking about what would you put into a little manual if that was the only thing you could hand to somebody to minister to them to be a prepper. That's what we're going to talk about. We'll be right back after the break. I don't know what Lou's doing.
I don't have a commercial.
You didn't have anything queued?
No.
Come on, Lou. Come on, man. You should always have a song queued in case I like have a heart attack or Chinese come in and try to take over. So we'll be back right after the break.
From the back roads of Virginia to the hills of old Alabama, there came teachers, there came preachers, there came boys that were just Southern proud. United in a belief, Jesus would guide them through. It was brother against brother, between the two a father had to choose. 13 stars were placed upon their flag for each Southern state. How proud them boys they must have felt as they marched away. But after the battle smoke cleared and they could see how that was done, a prayer went across the old South for all the fallen sons. So for their honor we are sworn that throughout eternity must never let our children forget the brave boys who wore the grave. There'll be books that'll be written, there'll be stories how they'll be told, of the glory of the old South and how she fell from grace. And that cause they'll write about, it was known throughout the ranks. They were fighting for their homes and the love for their state. 13 stars were placed upon their flag for each Southern state. Now proud them boys they must have felt as they marched away. But after the battle smoke cleared and they could see all that was done, a prayer went across the old South for all those fallen sons. So for their honor we are sworn that throughout eternity we must never let our children forget the brave boys who wore the gray. Time has healed the pain that our nation felt, but there's still some who won't forgive, there's some that won't forget. You can take away the flag and hide it high on some shelf, but you'll never make us hide the pride we Southern people feel. 13 stars were flashed upon their flag for each southern state. Now for out them boys it was to fill as they marched away. But after the battle smoke cleared and they could see how that was done, a prayer went across the old south for all those fallen sons. So for their honor we are sworn that throughout eternity we must never let our children forget the brave boys who wore the gray. We must never let our children forget the brave boys who wore the gray.
When the crash does come, when there is a natural disaster, during civil unrest, the last thing you want to be is a refugee. So check out DutchJones.info. That's www.DutchJones.info. We have the supplies you need and the information you will need. That's www.DutchJones.info.
And we are back. This is the Dutch Jones. No, don't play the intro. We don't do the intro anymore in the half hours, though. This is the Dutch Jones radio program coming to you live from Central California, the gates of Sequoia National Park. We're doing the best we can with what we have and trying to spread the Christian militant separatist worldview. We're separatists in the old tradition. We're not racially separatists. We're Christian separatists. We have found that we cannot purify the cities, so we're retreating to the wilderness, well, to the small towns. And we're trying to put together people who are willing to speak out for the holy cause of liberty, restore the Constitution, even if it's not for all 50 states, even if it's just a region. We've got great leaders here that are trying to do things, and we're trying to help you do what we can. Minuteman saying the things I would suggest for a new prepper would be patriots and how to survive the end of the world as we know it. Yeah, literature. And that's kind of outside what I was thinking, but that's good. We suggest Patriots for everybody. We've been handing it out on audio, tape books on CD, audio books, because most people go, I don't have the time to read. Well, you're going to be stuck in traffic? Yes. Well, here, listen to this. And so we've been doing that, and they can sit home, put it on the TV screen on a DVD, and, you know, do their cleaning, clean their weapons, you know, prepare their bug-out bag and all that kind of stuff and listen to it. So, yes. Beyond giving them just a manual. But what I'm talking about is if you could only give them a 12 pages of a little 7x5 book or something, what would you put in it? And that's what I'm looking for. I would put water purification information, everything from boiling to tabs to filtration. I would put diet information. What do you need to eat in a survival mode? A lot of people have no idea. They think they're just going to survive on whatever they can scrounge at the 7-Eleven. How much food does it actually take to keep you in a state where you can move if you're healthy? You know, if you're a healthy person. Those of us that are no longer old, they're too old for the militia. We need to, you know, understand what the requirements are going to be. People don't realize how much they eat. Honestly, they eat way more than they need to, but they're eating the bad foods. They could eat a lot less of more wholesome foods. And I know that sounds funny coming from a guy who's, you know, got a big old pot belly and enjoys, you know, microwave burritos, but I'm dead serious. I know what I'm going to need to do to transfer into a survival mode. So maybe something along those lines, some little dietary things. And I'm asking the ladies that listen too. I know Mary listens. We have a lot of podcasters that go through Olima's work there and hear us. What would you put in there specifically for the ladies? And remember that sometimes I just think, you know, stoic, busting through the brush, not doing anything, you know, real technical. So sometimes we need to look at the finesse side of it. So you ladies, because we want to put together like a 12-page, maybe 15-page thing, because I've already talked to a printer on what it would cost to do these things. Patriots the coloring book, that would be funny. And we could, and then that way we could hand it out to people that are maybe just waking up, but we can't take the time with. You know what I'm talking about? That niche right there. The guy at work who you've said hey to a few times, and now he's scared and his family's scared, and he comes and goes, what do I do? Well, you don't have the time to steward him under your wing. He may not even be a Christian. Because that's usually the first thing I ask, you know, well, you know, what's your faith like? You got to pray first. Oh, I don't want anything to do that. Well, here, take this. Maybe this will help you survive. Maybe a page with a few things on the Constitution. You can't. I mean, it'd be nice to hand him a pocket Constitution too. But maybe some of the reasons why we do what we do. Hillbilly's asking about the DVD. Tell him if he wants it, just to ask Stacy for it, and we can ship it to him. We have to remember that there's going to be that certain population of people that are salvageable, and we have to accommodate that. So we have to come up with ways to engage them and feed them a little bit without costing us anything, and that's why I think this booklet would be the thing to do. Another thing that I thought might be good is a little thing on fire construction, how to build a fire, when to build a fire, where to build a fire, what kind of fire to build for the situation you're in might be a good thing. That might be a conversation starter there. Exactly. I'm going to tell you what I'm thinking of. This is going to be like a religious track, a track that I used to use when I was a missionary. We used tracks to talk to other people. It's a dog being disciplined in the background. We're not killing it. He's being taught to lay down. It's not being hurt. He's just a great big baby, and if you push him down to the ground when you tell him to lay down, he cries like a little baby. Must be the chihuahua in him. Can you hear the chihuahua? He's such a baby. I assure you, Lou is not hurting him. That soldering iron's not even plugged in. Nobody gets my jokes anymore. Why aren't you? What are you doing?
I'm trying to type.
Oh, Mom doesn't want to be part of the team anymore. Yeah, Mom doesn't want to be part of the broadcast team anymore. She's over there doing. What are you doing? Crosswords or something? Usually, she's yelling out comments. Let's see. Yeah. Warland's dog is over there hearing it going nuts.
That's funny.
Yeah. So, it's like a track for the prepper. And we're going to put those together because we think we're getting the time. We're not going to have a chance to train anybody anymore. Just like we're going to, if we get 40 kits of the CERT stuff, we'll probably use those to give out to the spontaneous rescuers. We have our own kits put together. And we have what we need. So we're just looking at the overflow and the drafting on the location, how we can hand some. Here, go read this. Go sit in the corner over there. When you're done, come back to me. And if you still want to be part of the show, you know, what we're doing up here, then that's good. And then you people can use it for those people that you think might be have one step in our like-minded camp. So I'm watching the dog here. So that's what we're doing. If you've got any ideas, give me a call, 559-561-8225. 559-561-8225. And let's see here. Before we forget about that, I told you about that. More things on on China. Just a couple notes that I've gotten from listeners are saying, yeah, he came here and said that he's not our enemy. And, of course, Obongo knelt down to him. And one of the arguments is, and I vacillate on this one, they said, why would they want to destroy us when we're their largest customer? Well, you don't want to destroy your customer, you want to control your customer. So if I said that in a way that made you misthink about what I meant, I think China is a danger. They want to enslave us and continue their consumer relationship with us. So when I was saying that there's no reason China would attack, that's not what I meant. I still think China is a very dangerous threat to the United States. But so is Venezuela, Mexico. But I think our own government is far more dangerous to us than any outside entity right now. If only because they would be complicit in opening the door and letting a foreign entity come in. So I needed to clarify that. Judging by the emails I got from, I think it was Monday's show or Tuesday's show or something, I said something like China's no longer a threat. No, they're a huge threat. China spends 10 times the amount of money on defense than we do. No defense, on offense. $750 billion to our $75 billion is their military budget. China has $2 plus trillion, I say closer to $3, of U.S. dollars in reserve. China is exporting more than half its product to the U.S. They have a vested interest in maintaining our ability to purchase from them, and they want to get rid of the dollar. It'd be really nice if they could just give us the yen or whatever they use, the kimchi, whatever it is they use. But they want access to our ports. They want access to our food, our natural resources, the things that Chuck Baldwin's going to defend when he becomes governor. So just be thinking about that. China is a threat. China is a threat. China is a threat. But it'll be much easier for them because our government bends over to appease them rather than taxing everything that comes in like they're supposed to. Not taxing you and me, taxing foreigners who come in here to sell stuff. That's biblical. That's the way it should be. Also, I got some emails on the comment about Chuck Baldwin running for governor. And it sounded like I wasn't too enthused about it. I'm very enthused about it, but I think it would be better if he ran for state assembly and helped craft some laws to go right after governor right away. I think he's going to lose the first time around. And the current governor that's in there and the people that are talking about running are not bad either. They're not bad either. It's not a lesser of two evils, it's a greater of good. Now that I'm looking at Baldwin and the other two guys. Their Democratic governor's fine. He's already sticking it to the man and doing a lot of good things. So I think Chuck Baldwin, in my opinion, because people said, why don't you tell us how you really feel? Well, how I really feel, he should run for mayor first. He should run for mayor, try to take over at that level and control a town and then expand from there. Let Montana be the petri dish where this flame of liberty ignites and spreads. I honestly don't see it going beyond the Pacific Northwest. And I know there are patriots in Ohio, Florida, Arkansas, Texas. You're going to be isolated nations unto yourself. So I believe that everybody should find a way to make sure that Chuck Baldwin knows we support him. If he runs for governor, I will support him. I'll even, you know, send him a few dollars if we have any. Somebody made a $25 donation today, and I thank you. Yeah, I know you did. I'm just remembering it again. So that was great. It was one of our buddies from California. And he also said that in addition to that, he made a donation to Shauna Ford on her page. So that was great. We thank you. I don't know if he wants to give his name out, so I'm not going to. But we know who you are. God knows who you are. So that was a pleasant thing for you to do. You made a donation to us and to Shauna Ford. And some people complain that I'm talking too much about Shauna Ford. Not a whole lot. I got a couple emails. Well, I think the cause of liberty for everyone is our cause. And if they could throw her in jail and manufacture stuff, and at this point it looks like it was all manufactured by Dutnik. Yeah, go put the dog down. Go put the dog down. That didn't sound good at all. I meant down in the house because we're physically higher than the house. So that's one thing there. So let's see. What else? Keeping up. Oh, I was talking earlier about having Pastor Thomas McConnell on. We're going to try and get him to have a show on here. I'd like to have him come on once a week. We have Steve on Tuesdays. Pastor Warren Mark Campbell on Thursdays. Wouldn't it be neat if we had Pastor Thomas McConnell? And if you don't know who Pastor Thomas McConnell is, we play some of his stuff about the persecution of the Church of Missouri from the War of Federal Aggression. We play that a lot. He's a pastor. He's done a lot. He's done a couple conferences here. We played some of his stuff on the lead-ups, and that's good. So we're trying to add more people, and I've been rattling your cages. Everybody tells me they want to do it. Well, we're ready to go, especially now with you broadcast. It'll be even easier. Just have to teach you how to do it. You check in, you do a show, and then we'll get a schedule up. We'll be just like everybody else. And who knows? Maybe Liberty Tree Radio will pick up your show. Maybe Spike Timmons, I know he's listening. He'll pick up your show maybe. I don't know. It'd be nice if these little FM broadcasters would check in. We don't really know where all they go. I know that I usually end up stumbling on it myself because I Google my name. Here's something interesting. I found out that remember Paul Tepetti from Poker Face. He's been on. So if the folks from Poker Face are listening, as they sometimes do, could you tell me who she is? I mean, is she a niece, a sister? I don't know. It's getting kind of weird. We're finding all these connections locally to the Tulare County area. So that's good. I got a bunch of emails on two Miami officers killed, going after a barricaded subject with a gun. I just don't understand why that SWAT mentality prevails today. Everybody goes through one tiny little door, and the guy just empties his gun. Sure, he ends up dead, but it doesn't make sense to me why the SWAT continue to have that attitude unless they're not used to people shooting back. This guy was some drug fiend. I'm not even going to read the article, but thank you for sending it in. It's good that you guys sent that to me. It's always nice to see that their tactics are not working. And with they, I mean the police. It's just not logical. It was good in the days when they're going against crackheads who didn't fight back, but now... That's it. That's just the way it goes. More comments on Chuck Baldwin that I got in the emails. That's great. Yeah, everybody. I have got nobody that says they don't like him. I got all positive Chuck Baldwin. I haven't gotten one negative thing for Chuck Baldwin. Remember in the beginning, people were saying, well, I don't know if it's him because he won't get militant. Well, now he's about as militant as you can get, and he's as militant as we are, it sounds like. Just has to deal with his eschatology and his love of Israel, and we'll see what happens there. I think that's pretty much it in the emails and things that we had coming up from that end of it. So let's go back over here. And Lou left, so I hope I'm still on the air. I'm not looking at the chat room. You can hear me over there, so that's good. Good. Let's see. Let's click this one. We've got some news articles here I wanted to share with you in the last... 13 minutes or so. Where was this one? There was a good one here that may not... You guys probably don't care, but we had a Speaker of the House here in California whose son got involved in a frat party fight. He was a street thug who tried to get into this party. Yeah, and they wouldn't let him in. And so he came back, and him and his buddy stabbed like three people, and one of them died, even though he didn't stab him. But he was the son of, I think it was Nunez? Now I can't find the article. Anyway, the governor cut his sentence in half. Well, the family of the victim that was stabbed to death is now suing Arnold Schwarzenegger, saying that, you know, you can't commute someone's sentence without notifying the victims. There's a state law here for that, and so it's nice to see. They're also suing the Department of Justice, of course, but they're personally suing Schwarzenegger, and I like that idea. I love the idea of going after unjust magistrates, and the whole thing doesn't, you know, the guy was a scumbag. He got 14 years, and they cut it to 7, because Schwarzenegger, one of his last things, you know how they always go out the door, like the past presidents always pardon drug dealers or assassins and stuff, or tax cheats, or people who protested the draft and stuff. Well, Schwarzenegger, who everybody loved on his last day out, he pardoned a gang member who happened to be the son of the a former speaker of the state assembly. Ridiculous. But it's nice to see that the family's going after him. And now I can't find it. The article disappeared. It was just here, and I lost it. I just read so many articles a day that it gets lost in the computer. Plus, I'm using a different computer now. Because I told you guys the other one broke, so we're trying to take up an old one and make it work. But we're not giving up. We keep fighting here. We appreciate the donations. We appreciate the prayers. And, I guess it's time. I need to mention training again. Somebody just on Facebook just asked me, what's the training? Third Sunday of the month, again, February, we're going to continue. The next one's going to be disaster medical. It's going to focus on triage, head-to-toe assessment, bleeding, breathing, shock. Bleeding, breathing, shock. February 5th, we have a women's only pistol class. If you go to dftraining.com, right? .net?
Yeah.
dftraining.net. There's a link. If you're in the chat room, you'll see a link up above. And it's already on this. We've got it on the schedule. It's $90 for women only. Women only, Lou. I don't want you putting on a wig and high heels and going in there and trying to outshoot all the ladies. We've got some people that have never shot at all. We have some people that have had all kinds of stuff. So what you need, and Stacy's going through it right now because her and Debbie are doing it, hearing protection, eye protection, a baseball hat, a holster suitable for your pistol. You have to be able to draw from it, left or right hand, depending on what you are. A magazine holder with two magazines so that you can do reloads, tactical reloads, emergency reloads. 150 rounds of ammunition. A workable firearm. Now, if you don't have a firearm, you want to take a class, you can rent one from him, but it, of course, will be an additional fee.
I think it's $25.
$25 to rent, and then 150 rounds of ammo. So he'll do that. And, you know, trust, this is at about 2,000 feet. It can be cold. We've been there, when we went there last time, there was snow around on the ground still, so you have to dress appropriately. If you're a member of the church and you're listening to this, because I know we have a lot of church members that listen on podcasts the next day, let me know on Sunday. We've got to give him a number. The maximum number for the class is 14. We're about halfway there. You're getting it for a discount because it was arranged through the Dutch Jones radio program in the church at Kauai. So if you call him, you have to tell him that you're doing it because of the radio show or the church at Kauai, okay? So that you get that price. But definitely check out, for the rest of you, check out dftraining.net, dftraining.net. The pictures that are flying up right now are one of the training sessions we had there. That's where we did it. He'll train you in anything martial or militant, as long as it complies with the states of California, you know, equipment-wise, you know. I don't know. Does he even have, does he have machine gun classes? Does he have class 3 classes?
I don't think so.
Okay. I know he did when he was in the... Yeah. Check out the website. You'll be able to, you'll like that. So, training is going to continue. Third Sundays for free. We do have the 29th of January, which is a Code 20 training, which means they're coming up here. That is $100. Code 20 training, you go to abolishislam.com, abolishislam.com, abolishislam.com. And what I want you to do is contact them and tell them you want to do a Code 20 training, and he'll give you the information there. I will be one of the instructors, so you'll get to meet me. Come on. This article here that just popped up. Somebody just popped up here, too. Where'd that go? I can't find everything. Okay. Somebody said, yup. Okay. Okay, thanks. Glad to know you're listening. I'm trying to get this news article here. Eric Prince. Those of you that remember Eric Prince, the guy from Blackwater. He's now over in Somalia training people to fight pirates, guys know how I feel about Blackwater. They're thug mercenaries, but at least he's, you know, making a buck on it. If you're going to make money, go to Somalia and make money. They're black-hearted Blackwater. I don't know if they're killing pirates, but South Korea killed a bunch of pirates. You guys see that in the news? Yeah, you just kill them. No worry about extradition. No worry about if they're going to be tried as civilians. What's wrong with our government? Amen to South Korea. They're not even a Christian nation. I think they're, you know, some kind of weird Asian thing. And you got to admire a country that does that. That just goes in, you know, no paperwork. Just, you know, send the head to the family and charge them for the burial fees. We had to bury his body at sea. That'll be 500 yen or whatever it is South Korean. Non-communist South Koreans get. Pacific Northwest, Texas, the South. You won't be able to do that in this next civil war. And there will be a civil war. It's coming. The shooting is already starting. It's just a matter of it's here and there. I don't know how you're going to delineate. It's going to be tough. I'm glad God put me here on the edge of the Pacific Northwest. We're in Central California. I know it's California. I love how everybody says, we're praying for you to get out of there. Well, it's where the Lord put me. You know, I'm not going to be like Jonah and sit on the hill and scream and yell and try to get away. And then I don't want to get spit up on the beach by some giant fish. So I'm going to stay where he keeps me. But I'm telling you, we keep an eye to the north. We're always watching our back door. I've got family in Idaho. We've got friends now in Montana. I got family in Colorado. The Rocky Mountain states may be a good place. Utah. We talked about the two towns yesterday in Utah that are Christian Covenant communities. I love it. And, you know, it almost makes me want to play the lottery, because if I could win like $150 million, I'd go buy one of these towns, and you guys could all come live there. I got a lot of comments about wanting to rename Kauai. People said, if you guys start a Christian Covenant community there and it takes off, don't change the name. Kauai is cool. Yeah, it's a Native American name that means blackbird or raven. But I don't know. It'd be interesting to come up with a new name for this community. We could call it Hippieville.
No.
No, that wouldn't be good. Christland. I like Christland.
That sounds like too much like it.
Jehovahville.
Disneyland.
Disney. We could call it Disneyland. There's already a Disney. I think we'd get sued. Disneyland.
Happiest place on earth.
Yeah, we could call Elohim, the happiest place on earth. We could come up and find another like old Greek or Latin name for heaven. We will get sued if we call it the happiest place on earth. We'll have like a greeter that's like a giant rat with ears, and he greets everybody that comes in. Yeah, me. I'll get sued. So, yeah, I like those. Some people are like, no, keep the name Kauai. Keep Kauai. Now, where am I here? That's not me. Okay. Boy, what happened to all the chat room? Did we crash?
No.
I crashed. Look at that. All the chat room stuff disappeared, and it says it's 5:44 again. Look at that.
Last time it was posted.
Oh, okay. No, I'm not even thinking.
Person down at the bottom.
Oh, I see. That's what's missing. I lost all the peoples. Hello, my people. I see freedom. I like that. Open a church in Chico and call it North Korea. I like that, too. Hey, Warland, come down here. Get ordained. You can be a pastor, and you can be the church at North Korea. So come on down here. Get ordained. We're not one of those churches you just come in and we slap you on the head and you're ordained. You have to actually disciple with the pastor. I haven't even done it.
There's one like a few miles down the road.
Yeah, we need to just start having these little places all around that where people can expand. Those of you in Southern California, though, you guys, your whole plan should just be mobility. Don't be planting seeds down there. Be harvesting. Finding like-minded people and coming up. That's, I think, what Steve Klein's going to do. I think he's just bringing a bunch of his people here, which God bless him. That's my goal. If I do that, I'll have met my quota for the year. No, I'm just kidding. There's no quota. I failed last year. I didn't get any new families to move onto the property. Nobody's moved here for like 2 years. But we have had people find the church, support the church. We really appreciate, and I'm going to embarrass her here, but Michigan Mary, she's subscribed to the, she's probably listening as a guest, I think. She signed in? She listens on the replay a lot. So, Olima, I know you're out there. You're doing that is huge for us. So, we know. But Olima, subscribed to the church, is corresponding with the pastor. So, we're building relationships. We're building connections. Minuteman wants to be the southern annex of Kauai. We like Baja Kauai, like Baja California is Lower California. Can be Lower Kauai, Baja Kauai, and we'll be Alta Kauai. And Chico could be Alta Kauai. It could be Upper Kauai.
And we could be
Kauai.
The main Kauai.
We could just be Kauai.
The original.
Yeah, si se puede Kauai. Wow, I was getting dizzy there, so I'm glad that came up. I'm not doing well. Be praying for my health. I'm not going to go into it in detail. Just be praying for my health. I didn't talk about Romans 13 because I'm going to do it on Monday. But thank you for reminding me, Stace. On Monday, Stacey's going to read Romans 13 on the air, and then we're going to discuss it. And because she really wants to go over Romans 13. She's just chomping at the bit. You guys, thank you so much. Thanks for sticking with us even though we made the jump. Tell your friends that we're no longer on U-Broadcast. And tell your friends every little bit helps. Warland, thank you for sending in those $2 bills. They went to the cause already. Thank you for the donation of $25 today. You know who you are. We need to keep this coming in or we won't be able to do the show. It's just electric bills, all that kind of stuff. Keeping me, I have an addiction to certs, candies, and I need those. No, I'm just kidding. But remember that everything we do matters. Don't despise the small things like Pastor said yesterday. The sword is heavy. The battle is hard. But victory belongs to the Lord. Okay, Scotty, we're going to get that off to you. We got some money in today. We're going to ship that as soon as we can. We'll get that transmitter out to you. He's in New York, and his transmitter just died. So we'll get that out to you. God bless you and all you do. Keep praying for us. Visit the website. Leave comments. Go to the forum. We haven't just talked about the forum that Lou set up. Use the forum. We'll be back on Monday. God bless you all.